President Obama signed an executive order at the outset of his administration that required most every full-time political appointee to sign an ethics pledge. The ethics pledge includes a commitment to comply with a lobbyist gift ban. Separately, the executive order directed OGE, that's my office, to apply the lobbyist gift ban to all executive branch employees, not just full-time political appointees. And the lobbyist gift ban really builds on existing gift regulations that have been around since 1993.
So it extends from politicals now to everybody, not from the standing workforce to the politicals, but the other way around.
As per the executive order, it would be we've had it apply to political appointees now for about a little over 2 years, and now we are proposing to extend it to all executive branch employees. That's right.
So what would that mean for their lives? I mean, when do lobbyists ordinarily see career employees anyway?
Well, actually, you know, in my own case, I don't see too many outsiders. I'm kind of sitting at my computer. But a lot of people do have a lot of interaction with what we call prohibited sources in the government. Those are people who are seeking action from the government. And some of those prohibited sources are registered lobbyists.
So it could also be contractors, though, too.
Exactly. In fact, many contractors do have to register under the Lobbying Disclosure Act, so they would qualify as registered lobbyists.
Well, let me give you a scenario that occurs a lot in our world here. Say a vendor or a contractor has a strategy or service or new product that they want to roll out. Sometimes they will have what they call an educational breakfast. And they will make a presentation about that technology, maybe not their specific product. And sometimes they'll have one or two federal people with knowledge about that topic talk about what their requirements are in that general field. And it's open to anyone that wants to attend, free to government, but it is sponsored by a company. Could they attend that type of event, and could they participate in it?
Well, you know, you've raised a couple of questions there. One thing is that federal employees are often invited to engage in outside speaking or as part of their official duties. And this rule doesn't really affect that. So if it's an appropriate forum, a government employee could still go and speak at an event. A separate question is when a sponsor of an event invites an employee to attend the event, but not to be a speaker, but just to attend. And that's really, that does implicate the gifts rules. Now, the gifts rules are gifts rules and not no contact rules. So it is, for example, an agency can pay for an employee to attend. When the sponsor of an event offers free attendance so that the employee would be attending for free, then yes, our rules do come into play there. Since 1993, we've had a rule that allows employees to accept free attendance to some events when it's in the interest of the agency to do so. Under our proposed rule, if the sponsor of the event is a registered lobbyist, then, or a lobbying organization, then the rule would prohibit that except in certain circumstances. Again, if the sponsor of the event is a registered lobbyist or a lobbying organization.
Now, what about the concept of generally offered? That is, it's available to anyone that wants to sign up, and there's no specificity in who's invited.
Yeah, the rule doesn't change that. So if an event is open to all government employees could attend. And also the rule, we're proposing some exceptions which would allow which would treat certain organizations, professional organizations, certain tax-exempt organizations, they would be treated a little differently under the rule, a little less strictly. So if they were putting on an educational event, for example, even though they're a registered lobbyist, the gifts rules would recognize that as an exception.
We're speaking with Julie Ehrenberg, the Associate General Counsel in the Office of Government Ethics. And so how will you make sure that this rule is applied evenly and consistently from agency to agency? Because I think that's been a problem for certainly for event organizers, and I imagine for some of the federal workers also.
Well, you know, back in 1993, when we came out with our rules, one of the ideas was that there would be uniform rules across the executive branch. And I think that we have ethics officials at each department and agency, and I think there is a great degree of consistency across the executive branch. And these rules, the proposed rules would amend that code of conduct that applies across the executive branch. And so we would still have consistency from agency to agency.
And will you have training for ethics officers and maybe some of the lawyers to make sure everyone has the same understanding of the changes that you're implementing?
We have a robust education program at OGE. Although we're a small agency, that's one of our main goals, is to make sure that we train ethics officials about the rules, and also to train, we provide materials and education for employees as well.
And what happens to someone who does violate the gifts rule from a lobbyist or a prohibited source? What are the sanctions?
The code of conduct and these gifts rules, if adopted, would be part of the code of conduct, again, building on existing gift rules. There are administrative sanctions. It's not a criminal restriction, but there could be discipline taken at an agency.
What was the thinking behind this whole change in the first place?
I think that, again, the executive order originally applied applied to political appointees, and it broadened existing gift restrictions in connection with registered lobbyists and organizations because of concerns that gifts sometimes may appear to be given in connection with efforts by professional lobbyists to obtain access to the political leadership in the executive branch. And so I think the focus was wanting to treat paid lobbyists a little differently than other sources of gifts.
And the rule is $50 per year accumulated gifts.
And that's interesting. Like I said, our proposed regulation, the implementation of this lobbyist gift ban, would actually build on existing restrictions. And those existing restrictions, basically, there are two rules. Employees can't take a gift from a prohibited source. Those are sources seeking official action from a government agency. And they can't accept gifts because of official position. But there are exceptions to those rules. And what this rulemaking, this new regulation would do, is it would actually make some of those exceptions unavailable if the prohibited source or the source of the gift is a registered lobbyist or registered lobbying organization. So again, you have the existing rules. Those rules have exceptions, and our proposed regulation would make some of those exceptions unavailable to an employee if the source is a registered lobbyist or lobbying organization.